Hello, guys. I'm Joy, your host, and welcome to Joy Speaks. You might say, what is Joy Speaks and what can Joy Speaks bring to the table? Well, Joy Speaks was literally, I was sitting in a time of transition and sitting in my single season, and I was going through some things, and I had been praying, and the Lord was started to deal with me about family. He was dealing with me about community. He was dealing with me about marriage. He was dealing with me about friendships. So he started to give me little tidbits of wisdom, and he had me to take note at the conversations I was having with people about what I was feeling and what I was seeing and how I could bring change. So that's how Joy Speaks was birthed. I pray that you guys would love the content. I pray you come back and continue to listen. Joy Speaks is just literally not about me, but it's about all of you. How you view family, how you view your community. What things do you want to change? And here at Joy Speaks, we have candid conversations. So I welcome you guys to call in. I'll be having you guys on as guests. It doesn't matter. You know, the Lord told me that he was going to give me this platform so I could use it for you to help you. And by helping you, I help myself. The Lord has me in a season where he has me being very transparent. He said, I need the people to see you go through your process. And y'all, I'm a living, walking testimony. My process has not been easy. Being a woman in ministry is not easy. Being a single woman in ministry is even harder. So there's a lot to it. So much to it. But I am glad you guys are here today. So let's get started. On the agenda today, I really just wanted to talk about unity. I was having a conversation with some people yesterday, and we were talking about having a unified front in the church, and not just in the church, but overall. And the thing that came to my mind was that as a whole, and this is even in the church, I'm out here serving with these people, so I see this a lot. Even as a whole, the church has become segregated. A lot of the people, the leaders have segregated mindsets. And you think about segregation, you think about apartheid, you think about so many different things. But the church is one place where segregation should not be. And I understand the history of our ancestors. I understand the wanting to be inclusive. I'm a woman of color, African-American. And I did this t-shirt for Black Lives Matter last year. And the t-shirt simply says, being born black put a target on my back. Being saved kept me out the grave. That was the most powerful statement that I've spoken in a long time, because it's true. I understand it. I've been a victim of racism, but racism has no place in the church. Our mindsets have to change. Something has to shift. Something has to change. There's so many people out in our communities that need our help. And it's not the ones that show up for Bible study and Sunday school or services on Sunday night and Thursday night, Friday night. Those people, they're going to go to every service. Some of those people are hungry. They want God, or they want a semblance of God. But there are some out there, and not some, there's so many thousands, millions of people out there, billions of people out there that are unchurched. They don't know Christ. They have a desire to know Christ, but it's people like me and you that'll walk past them and won't even have a conversation with them because they don't look like us. They're a different race than us. And y'all, that is unacceptable. If Jesus had to pick and choose who he decided to heal, who he decided to speak to, where would we be? He didn't pick and choose. He made salvation available for each of us. And he gave an ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life. He gave his life. Some of y'all ain't gonna give your life for him, not less anybody else. How can you consciously, day by day, continue to preach the gospel and you won't lean down to help the next person? Something has to change. Something has to change, guys. And I know for me, it started with me. I had to change me. I wasn't always the woman that I am today. I wasn't always saved. I had to go to a transition. I had to surrender all. When I gave my life to Christ, I will never forget this. Now, mind you, I'm 48 years old, so I've been saved 41 years. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of my testimony. I've been saved 41 years. I was a 7-year-old little girl. I was sitting down in a little Baptist church, sitting on the front bench. And, I had been rambunctious that day. And I was literally just sitting on the front bench and I was swinging my feet, looking down at the floor, you know, my grandma in the corner looking in the motherboard section, looking crazy. She looking at me and she mouthing, "You better sit still," and all that stuff. I heard her. I knew she wasn't going to get up and come over there and get me because the preacher had already started preaching. She was just going to give me those looks. I knew I was going to get a spanking when I got home, but I was just having my fun. But this particular day, something happened to me. I happened to look down at the floor and I saw a face looking up at me. And it had this sneer on its face. And at first it didn't bother me. But then the face started to move. And then it started to manifest into a man. It started to manifest in a body and it started rising up out of the floor. And it was reaching for me. That thing touched me and let me know that it could touch me. This little 7-year-old me started to get scared. And I looked over at my grandma, I looked up at the pastor, I looked over at the deacon board, and I didn't turn around to look at the people behind me. But there was something else that I noticed. There was a woman sitting beside my grandma. Her name was Miss Carrie Ware. She was watching me. She was watching me intently, and I started to fidget, and I didn't know what to do. Our pastor, Reverend Farrell, was coming to the end of his sermon, and he told him, he said, "We're going to open the doors of the church." And Deacon James Drinker, he gets up and Deacon brings the 2 chairs and he puts them in front. And I was sitting there swinging my feet and I didn't know whether to run to my grandma. And I heard a still small voice. It said, "Go get in the chair." Immediately, I went and got in that chair. And my grandmother was like, "Get up out of that chair. You don't know what you're doing." And I heard Miss Carrie, she said, "Leave her alone." She said, "She ran from something." And my grandma looked at her, she said, "Ain't nobody there." Miss Carrie said, "Leave her alone, she running from something." She said, "Better yet, she running to something." So the pastor came down from the pulpit and he told me to stand up and he asked me a couple of questions and he said, "Do you know what you're doing?" I was like, "Yeah." I didn't know what I was doing. I just know I heard that voice told me to go sit in that chair. That voice saved me. I had no idea at the time that God had called me or that he had chosen me. I had only had one other incident in my life. I was 3 years old. I was laying in the bed and I heard a voice call to me. And I sat up and I said, yes. I got up out of the bed and I went and asked my grandma, I said, Mom, you called me? She said, no, go back to bed. I laid there and I went back to sleep and I heard my name called again. I got up and asked my grandma again. I said, Mom, you called me? She said, no, go back to bed. Then the third time, heard my name called and I got up and asked my grandma. She said, now you go back and lay down. Now what she said was, it was the enemy calling me. And that didn't make sense with me. It didn't sit right in my spirit. Even then, things that didn't sound right to me, don't sit right in my spirit, I would ignore. And I ignored what she said. But I went back and I laid in my bed and I started talking to Jesus. See, I used to see my grandma talk to Jesus all the time. And I knew Jesus was her friend. So I started talking to her friend Jesus. And that thought stuck in my mind about what she said. The enemy tried to turn me even as a child. 4 years later, the enemy chases me into the arms of God. I grew up in the church. I grew up with Jesus being my friend, my first love. But I also grew up a child with challenges. I grew up without my parents. I was raped young. I had my children young. I was a teenage mom. I've been a mom since I was 15 years old. Before I turned 24 years old, I had already had 4 babies. Got in a GED. Felt like I had no way out. But y'all, over my lifetime, I've had a lot of but God moments. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful that he never took his hand off me. He never took his hand off me. It's been a journey. So last year, well, actually before last year, it's been 2 years ago now, the Lord told me that he wanted me to open up to people. I had been through some things. I'd been hurt so bad. And then I had been in a long-term relationship with a man. And, well, I loved him and I thought he was going to be my husband. We had been together so long and, you know, we were doing us and I was trying to do the kingdom and I was doing it all the wrong way. Trying to love him, I ended up losing myself. I was not the woman that God called me to be. I was not living how God wanted me to live. I was living beneath him. I was living beneath what he said that I could have. Or he said I could do. I was ashamed at who I had become. I was broken. And mind you, I was still ministering, still doing what God called me to do. But I was broken. And 2 years ago, God literally started using my mess to turn it into a message. He told me, he said, daughter, he said, I want you to speak to women. I want you to tell them about what you went through and make yourself available to them. Because when you make yourself available to them, they'll make themselves available to me. And at the time, I didn't understand. But I did what God commanded. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't consistent. Over the years, I have not been consistent in doing what he told me to do. 2 years ago, he gave me my release to preach. I didn't do it. 2 months ago, he told me, he said, daughter, he said, I want you to preach my word. I said, all right, Lord, how do I do this? Preaching was something that I never wanted to do because I was comfortable being the prophet. I was comfortable being God's mouthpiece. And he reminded me, my prophets preached too. So now here I am. He gave me Joy Speaks. And Joy Speaks actually just literally was my thoughts about my relationships. The things that I've seen people go through in relationships or in family. And then some of that, some of Joy Speaks was me being petty. I'm being honest with you, me being petty. I told you I had been in a long-term relationship, and there were some things about the man that I had noticed. Things me and him had talked about. And on the flip side of this, there was another man in my life. He's been in my life about 8 years. So I was on and off with the first man for 9 years. And when I was off with him, I was on with this guy until he was tired of waiting on me. He ended up getting married. So, but we stayed friends, close friends. And I realized that even though I had been with the first man for all that time, I loved him, but I wasn't in love with him. I realized that the other man who had got married, I realized that I should have chose him. Life would have been so much simpler, but it just wasn't our time. It wasn't our season. So I had to go through some things. And I remember I was new to TikTok and wanted to see what the hype was about. So I started posting my post for Joy Speaks to TikTok. 72 hours later, I got a response. I kept posting. And I mean, I was posting things like left and right for 3 days. I did it for 3 days. And 72 hours later, Joy Speaks had reached 72% of the United States. And it was global. I was getting responses on my posts from all over the world. I had made it to the For You. I had been on TikTok for a minute, and I hadn't made it to the For You page. But Joy Speaks was on the For You page, and people were typing FYP and all that stuff. I'm like, what's this stuff mean? So I just kept posting. The more I posted, the more responses I get. So now, as of today, we are 78% of the U.S. And Joy Speaks has reached almost 50 countries. It's still growing. I get a notification from TikTok. You know, I have over 100,000 views. Collectively, over 100,000 views. So I get a notification from TikTok saying that I need to make 1,000 videos. I have the views, but I need to make 1,000 videos. And I will be able to benefit from being one of their favorite creators. And I was like, cool. I'll check that out. But that's how Joy Speaks was birthed. Even when I started Joy Speaks, the Lord told me to write a book about He gave me a topic, and he told me to write a book. He told me to call the book A Tale Between Two Men. People could learn from what we went through. And that's still on the table right now. But guys, I don't want to make this all about me. I wanted to introduce myself once you give a little insight into who I am and where I started and how I got started with Joy Speaks. As I said, when I first came on, that it's about you. It's about a community, family, business, education. I always have room, for you guys to come on and, you know, we can chat. And that wasn't easy for me. When I tell you that Joy Speaks, this is a God thing. This is a God thing. When I'm in my zone, talking about the prophetic or ministering to somebody, I am 100% capable. I do my thing. But when it comes to speaking to you, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm telling y'all, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Do I want this platform to be a success? Yes, I do. But I can never make it about me. It's all about you. I'm growing and I'm learning. And I just want to do right by God. Because He is my everything. So making myself available to you, I'm doing the kingdom. And that's all I ever wanted to do, was do the kingdom. Oh, wow. What a time to be speechless. Yeah, I got a little tears in my eyes, guys. I'm overwhelmed in this moment. Because this day is finally here. I've been putting this off for months. But today is here and I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Y'all, I got a praise in my belly. I got a praise in my belly, y'all. I make no excuses because I break out praising God anywhere. And I just thank Him. Lord, I thank You. I thank You, God. Next, what's next? What's next? Well, guys, I'm available to you. I'm an author. I would love to have more authors to come on and debut their books. You know, we can get you guys on and interview you, and you tell us about your books and how people can reach you. If you have a business, if you contact me, I can add a commercial in for you. I happily do that. Like I told you, Joy Speaks is worldwide, and this will be on many different outlets. We'll be on Apple Music, Spotify, almost every major music outlet. So send your stuff in. If you are a new artist, send your music. It doesn't matter the genre. As long as it's clean, I'll give you a chance. I'm about promoting the kingdom. I'm about pushing people into their purpose. I will push you. If you want to learn how to write a book, if you want to learn how to create a product for Amazon, things like that, I can help you. Reach out to me. You'll be able to call in and while I'm on, and you'll be able to talk with us, and it's going to be epic. We're going to be doing some live stuff with this podcast in the studio. I'm getting ready to transition from Georgia down to Tennessee, and we're going to have an awesome studio. It's going to be, we got some good things coming up, guys. this transition was much needed, and I'm excited about what God is going to do in this year. I'm excited about what he's going to do with you. I want to be able to partner with you guys in what you're doing and helping you promote your things. And it's all a God thing. It's all a God thing. But I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. I'm Joy. I love you. I pray you have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the next episode of Joy Speaks.